Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Zorient podcast. Hope you all enjoyed our last segment where we discussed the prominence of end-to-end test automation frameworks. That was quite an amazing discussion involving Madhvi Sampath, Anjali Kulkarni, and Pooja Trivedi. We are back again for another knowledge-filled and an interesting episode for you. This is Mani Agarwal, and I'm joined by my colleagues Avishkar Meshram and Kingston Dashian. In this episode, we will be discussing the different solutions and approaches to effectively scale the legacy databases. Me, along with Kingston and Avishkar, have wide experience in designing and implementing large-scale data-centric solutions and platforms using legacy relational databases like Oracle, MS SQL Server, PostgreSQL, etc. Right. So, guys, when one hears the word legacy, often the sense is that it is something that has been in use for many years, and hence it is unsuitable for modern apps and environments. Avishkar, I would love to know your perspective on this legacy versus cloud battle. And after that, we can dive into the scaling front with the legacy system.
Well, hello everyone. Happy to be here alongside the two veterans to discuss this interesting topic. To begin with, I think it is quite right to accept the fact that cloud and NoSQL databases have dominated the traditional relational databases market. We still have enterprises who are preferring to stay with the legacy system for multiple reasons. One of the majors being that the enterprises are still preferring to go with tried and tested factors like robustness of the application, security, etc. Another big reason is cloud comes with a number of compliances and risks that a lot of companies are not willing to get into. They, I feel, are happy with the legacy databases due to their 24/7 support and service. And of course, scaling the legacy systems, which we are going to discuss as we go along with this podcast.
Thanks, Avishkar. That's the perfect crux of the current scenario. Kingston, what's your take here? Also, with the rise of internet and social media, things have changed application development and volume and nature of data. What scaling challenges do you see?
Hey guys, happy to join both of you in this discussion. I guess Avishkar summed it up nicely there. There are plenty of businesses who are happy with the legacy system, and they have plenty of reasons to trust the same.
Yeah.
And as Avishkar pointed out earlier, relational databases have been in the industry standard since the late 70s, and they have dominated the development landscape for quite a while. But with the rise of the internet and social media, as you mentioned earlier, has changed application development. It has also changed the amount of data and the structure of data profoundly. That's a hockey stick growth, and we are just at the start of the curve.
Yes, King Sir. The volume, the velocity of data generated by various real-time applications, social networking sites, and sensor devices makes it difficult for relational database management systems to handle the volume of data.
Yeah. Legacy databases were actually built for a static environment. They assume that you do capacity planning at least quarterly or annually and provision your database accordingly. If your traffic is less than expected, you overpay for unused resources. If your traffic is more than expected, your performance suffers. With Web 2.0, organizations are already facing scalability issues due to increased data volume and user base. And now as we begin to venture into the exciting era of Web 3.0, this has led many organizations to strategically look for solutions to scale legacy databases. What do you say, Mani?
Yes, definitely. Scaling is always a challenge. Making a correct estimation of the expected traffic and then configuring your hardware resources to match the spike in load is not that easy. Avishkar, what's your take on scalability?
Yes, Mani. So scalability is the capacity of a product, company, system, team, etc. to provide services that match growing demand. Imagine that you are buying a brand new car. You got a car which can accommodate 4 people in it. Now say you and 10 of your friends need to go for a vacation. What you would do? Would you buy a bigger car, which is also known as vertical scaling? Or would you buy another car, which is known as horizontal scaling? So this is basically explanation of these two types of scaling, vertical scaling and horizontal scaling. So database scalability is the ability of a database to improve its availability and behavior when the business demands for more resources. As we know, this scalability can have two approaches, vertical and horizontal. Vertical scaling, which is also known as scaling in, where the data lies on a single node and scaling is done through multi-core. For example, spreading the load between the CPU and the RAM resources of the machine. Horizontal scaling, which is also known as scaling out, refers to adding additional nodes or machines to your infrastructure to cope with new demands. If you are hosting an application on a server and find that it is no longer has capacity or capabilities to handle the traffic, adding a server may be your solution for the horizontal scaling.
Thanks, Avishkar, for explaining scaling. As everything starts with the architecture, when you are looking at scalability, that brings us to think if there are aspects which one should consider before even thinking to explore scaling options. The most intuitive is vertical scaling and horizontal scaling, which have been very nicely explained by Avishkar using the car example. Actually, there is one more thing, which is called database indexing. So basically, database indexing is a technique that improves the speed of data retrieval operations on a database table. Effective indexing reduces the load on the database by increasing efficiency. This also provides significant performance boost, leading to a better user experience. Actually, I myself have been part of projects where the architecture demanded to explore and implement scaling options. So we used different techniques such as schema design, replication, sharding, then denormalization, SQL tuning, and so on to scale a relational database. Kingston, do you want to talk about replication and sharding?
Sure, Mani. In replication, we duplicate data to other machines for different purposes. Take an example of a car showroom. We usually have some cars for display, some cars for test drive, and some cars for sale. So car is the same, but it is used for different purposes. Then there is sharding. Sharding distributes data across different databases, such that each database can only manage a subset of data by splitting one table across multiple disks. We can again take the example of cars, where, let's say, instead of keeping 100 cars in one showroom, the manufacturer has an option to create dealers and distribute cars among them to provide effective sales to customers.
Thanks, Kingston, for giving such nice examples. So next comes denormalization. This is another technique which improves read performance, but yes, at the expense of some write performance. Here, redundant copies of data are written in multiple tables to avoid expensive joins. Then, last but not the least, there is something called pre-computed data. Here, instead of aggregating data every time, we can aggregate them beforehand.
Thanks, Mani, for bringing that technicalities. So we look at the scaling from a technical perspective. Kingston, from your experience, how does a business benefit from all the technical efforts that we put in for horizontal scaling or vertical scaling?
Business is digital, and all organizations are undergoing or have undergone massive data modernization efforts. These efforts not only need massive data storage and data processing capability, but they also need data reliability and consistency due to data compliance requirements. and relational databases are already handling all this effectively.
Thanks, Kingston, for going over the business challenges and benefits. Now, I'm sure you both have worked on various interesting real-life use cases. Can you share some insights, please?
Yes, Mani, definitely. So in one of the Zodian projects, the client wanted to design and implement a scalable database solution for their highly data-intensive application and analytics system. I worked on that project and we delivered it without any major change or architecture change in their application by using techniques like database partitioning and a secondary read-only replica to offload heavy reporting and analytics workload. Kingston, there was another project where we use Azure SQL database to achieve database scalability. Do you remember that one?
Yes, Avishkar. That project's client was a leading enterprise software provider for manufacturing plant management who used to manage all data for all time in a single database. That database was shared with multiple clients for reporting and analytics purposes. This was causing scalability and performance issues due to a spike in users accessing the data. The ever-growing volume was also limiting the ability to perform complex analytics. To overcome these issues, we designed and implemented DataVault. This is an Azure SQL database on Azure for warm and cold data replication in near real time. It uses Azure Data Factory and SQL Server change tracking mechanism. It allowed them to optimize data for complex and faster reporting performance, BI and analytics dashboards, machine learning, and also scale on demand.
Yes. So Record Vault system was a very good system which benefited clients not only in scaling the application, but also reducing cost and maintenance window. So splitting the application data from analytics data allowed clients to be independent from their release or maintenance activities and reduce maintenance downtime by 30%. Also, storing hot, warm, or cold data on separate and independent infrastructure resulting in 50% cost saving, and cold data stored in compressed format resulting in 40% disk saving.
Thanks both of you for sharing this. I'm sure that our listeners must have got interesting insights and business benefits from your database scaling implementations and strategies. It's time to wrap up this podcast. I would like to ask Kingston and Avishkar to help me summarize this conversation. Also, can you guys share one tip each on how businesses with legacy systems can address scalability issues?
Sure, Mani. Over the last 10 years, enterprises have been learning to scale according to their needs and saving thousands and millions of dollars with the different solutions and approaches discussed in this podcast. We will continue to use these proven techniques while exploring emerging ideas to effectively scale large-scale databases and continue growth of legacy databases into the future.
Yes, I think data reliability remains the primary concern along with scalability. Relational databases are here to stay. Regardless of the hype and the advent of newer databases, often called NoSQL databases, the simple reason is that relational databases enforce essential structure constraints and provide a nice SQL, a declarative language to query the data, which we all know.
Thanks, folks. That's a perfect summarization.
Thanks, Mani.
Yes, pretty good pointers there, Avishkar. Thanks, Mani, for this entire discussion.
Right. It indeed is time for the wrap. Thanks, listeners, for joining. Zorian Podcast will be back next time with SMEs discussing another interesting topic. Till then, stay healthy, stay safe, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.